The time, just after 8 o'clock, Saturday evening, July 14th, 2012. The place, San Pedro's historic Art Deco Warner Grand Theater. The occasion, San Francisco's premier magic show, The Magic Bazaar, was in town for a one-night special performance, their first full Southern California production.
Good evening and welcome. Magic Bazaar has been around for 14 years, and it's a pleasure to introduce them tonight. And tonight's show is The Year of the Dragon.
Just like the kid in me, it's the sword through the neck. It's my favorite one.
Here we go, all the way down through his neck.
The name of the song was Sangwo. Sangwo means three kingdoms. It talks about a hush falling over a battlefield at the end of a battle. So it's kind of longing for glory, but also aware of the price that glory brings.
While we were in China, this wonderful land of arts and culture, dating back hundreds of years, we discovered an art form steeped in magic. The famous Bianlian, face changing.
When I started practicing mask changing magic, I swore to my Sifu that I wouldn't perform it in public for at least 4 years, which meant I had to practice it every day for 4 years before I got to show it.
You have to see it to believe it. He magically changes his mask within a split second. You can't even tell. He gets up really close and you can't see how it happens because it happens so fast. I'll be singing a little bit in Urdu, which is my husband's language. He's from Pakistan.
We are doing all the music for the whole show. The music we are doing is kind of non-traditional.
There have been many famous Chinese magicians throughout history. Okito was a wonderful inventor, and we are blessed to present for you now the screen of Okito.
Basket, a snake appears. 9 foot long boa constrictor named Angelo. Very, very sweet. I'm still a little intimidated, but it's awe-inspiring to work with such a powerful animal.
Magic and music. We have that was the grand finale. I hope you enjoyed the show.
And after that grand finale, the mood was celebratory. Even if the first balloon popping did startle people a little bit. But then the audience got into it. What do you think of the show?
Excellent, excellent.
It's a wonderful show. Musical is fantastic.
It was amazing, and I love the variety.
You're the Dragon is awesome.
And the magician was extraordinary.
The mask thing was pretty awesome.
I like the trick with the snake. Flora wasn't looking, but I was.
Everything was funny, too.
I dig the music, the dance.
The basket, when there was a person at the bottom.
The cards were a lot of fun, how they kept coming and coming and coming.
It was just exciting.
Then, it was time to check in with some of the Year of the Dragon performers. Okay, Fontaine, what was your absolute best moment on stage tonight?
Trying to get everyone to sing in Urdu.
Farhan, what was your best moment on stage tonight?
All the moment, actually. I enjoyed from, I cannot even keep track of time. It's been so quick. Everything. Everything.
My favorite moment for me on stage, although I love working with Angelo, was singing the traditional ancient Mandarin song in Chinese. And it was a perfect venue and perfect occasion to sing the song.
And I actually do like to sit and watch everyone else perform. As fun as performing is, I really like hitting that cymbal and ka-choo, ka-choo, ta-da! It's really fun.
I have to say, I love the opening of any show. The moment that the curtain rises or the music starts is just one of the most magical moments in show business.
Well, we don't really see the audience because we're so busy backstage preparing. So when those curtains first open and we can see 300 or 400 people, whatever it was in the audience tonight, we're all expectant. You know, what are they gonna see? And we get to finally see the fruits of our labors in 6 months planning. That is a very magical moment for me.
So, final curtain, happy audience. That's it. The cast, the Magic Bazaar, can go out and celebrate their successful Year of the Dragon performance, right? Well, not exactly, Majinga says.
I think there's a great illusion to theater, and a lot of people think the show starts and they see it and then we're done. But for us, the show started at the dress rehearsal yesterday. From yesterday till 2 hours from now, it's work, 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 work without a moment's break. I didn't even get to eat anything today or even drink anything. I was a little ill-prepared, so I'm very thirsty right now, and I still have 2 hours of loadout ahead of me. So this is still kind of part of the show, but the very last finishing line in the lobby, meeting some of the people, and just making sure everybody gets a moment and has a smile on their face when they leave. That's the end of the show for them, and that's a very special part for me, too.
The Year of the Dragon 2012 show. A new chapter in the Magic Bazaar's experience, and one that may very well have a number of Southern California sequels. This is Dot Cannon for Lancer Radio.